Local military historian Tom Donovan explains how the Indian Army was mobilised.
Within 2 days of the declaration of war on the 4th of August 1914, Indian soldiers were being mobilised, mainly in northern India, in the Punjab and in the frontier districts. By the end of August, they'd shipped from Karachi and Bombay to initially Suez for a stopover, and then by the end of the month, a whole division, that is some 12,000 men, had landed in Marseille in the south of France. And from there, they were taken by train up to the middle of France to a place called Orléans, where there was a staging post, a camp set up for the Indians to train and do exercises. From there, very soon after their arrival, by the end of October, they were in the front line, in ditches and trenches, around Ypres in Flanders, and a little bit further south in France, around a place called Béthune, villages that became famous as First World War battlefields, such as Neuve-Chapelle, were in the Indian Army Corps sector. The Indian Army held this sector of 15 to 18 miles on its own for almost a year